I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives narrowly passed a budget resolution Tuesday night that combines massive tax breaks with massive spending cuts. The resolution was approved by a vote of 217 to 215, with only one Republican joining all Democrats to oppose the measure. The proposal calls for $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts, including billions of dollars for such social programs as Medicaid, the program that provides health insurance for low-income Americans. Congressional Democrats argue the Republican budget proposal would harm low-income and middle-class Americans. President Donald Trump is backing the House budget resolution. He has called for lawmakers to pass, quote, one big, beautiful bill that will be a key part of his domestic policy agenda. Sources say the U.S. and Ukraine have agreed on the terms of a deal on accessing Ukraine's minerals as President Trump seeks a quick end to the war with Russia. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
That's according to two sources who spoke with Reuters. Trump indicated Tuesday he would meet with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky later this week to finalize the agreement, which could open up the country's vast mineral wealth to the U.S. Trump also said there needs to be some form of peacekeeping troops in Ukraine if an agreement to end the conflict is struck. Moscow has refused to accept any deployment of NATO troops. Trump's rush to impose an end to Russia's war in Ukraine has stoked fears of far-reaching U.S. concessions to Russian President Vladimir Putin that could undermine security in Ukraine and Europe and alter the geopolitical landscape.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. This is VOA News. Scores of people have been killed after gangs attacked a neighborhood in Haiti's capital Tuesday. The attack on Port-au-Prince's Delmas 30 neighborhood began before dawn. Gunfire echoed through the streets as people fled their homes in panic. Local news outlets reported that two Haitian soldiers are among the victims. The UN said Tuesday that gang violence has left more than 6,000 people homeless in the Port-au-Prince metropolitan area in the past month. The World Body said more than 5,600 people were reportedly killed across Haiti last year. More than 1 million Haitians have been displaced due to the violence. A federal judge in the Pacific Northwestern state of Washington on Tuesday blocked President Trump's suspension of the nation's refugee admission system. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
U.S. District Judge Jamal Whitehead, a 2023 Biden appointee, says although the president has broad authority over who comes into the country, he cannot nullify a law passed by Congress that established the program. Individual refugees who are trying to resettle in the U.S. and major refugee aid groups filed suit, with the groups arguing that they had to lay off staff because the administration froze funding for processing refugee applications overseas, as well as support like short-term rental assistance in the U.S. A Justice Department lawyer indicated to the judge that the government might quickly appeal. I'm Donna Warder.
Seven planets will grace the sky at the end of February in what's known as a planetary parade. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani explains.
You'll be able to see Venus, Mars, and Jupiter with the naked eye through the end of the month. Mercury and Saturn will be faint and close to the horizon, making them harder to see. Uranus and Neptune can only be glimpsed through binoculars and telescopes. Planetary hangouts happen when several planets appear to line up in the night sky at once. The astronomical link-up can happen at least every year. To get in on the planetary spectacle, go outside on a clear night after sunset. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In sports, one of U.S. basketball's greatest players is retiring. Diana Taurasi announced Tuesday that she is ending her 20-year career with the Women's National Basketball Association's Phoenix Mercury franchise. The 42-year-old Taurasi was drafted by the Mercury after leading the University of Connecticut women's team to three national collegiate championships. She ends her career as the WNBA's all-time leading scorer with 10,646 points, while leading the Mercury to three WNBA championships. Taurasi also won six Olympic gold medals with the U.S. women's team, the latest at last year's Paris Games. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.